American Language Course, Tape 2401B. Listen. The following exercise is designed to provide fluency development for conversation. The title of this exercise is A Crucial Problem.
The 707 had just left the Denver airport. It was heading west over the Rocky Mountains. The upward currents over the mountainous region gave the plane a good shaking once in a while. Flying personnel would call it a bumpy ride. One of the passengers, an enlisted man in a rear seat, seemed tense and nervous. He had been smiling, and his face had a normal color, but now he looked very serious, and his face had turned white. His neighbor, a chaplain on the other side, noticed him and was worried. The chaplain, being a man of religion, thought it was his duty to calm his fellow traveler, the enlisted man.
Listen and answer my questions. Repeat the correct responses.
The 707 had just left the Denver airport.
The what?
707.
Had just left where?
The Denver airport. The 707 had just left the Denver airport. It was heading west over the Rocky Mountains.
It was heading in what direction?
West.
Where?
Over the Rocky Mountains. It was heading west over the Rocky Mountains. The upward currents over the mountain region gave the plane a good shaking once in a while.
The upward what?
Currents.
Where?
Over the mountainous region.
Gave the plane a good what?
Shaking.
When?
Once in a while. The upward currents over the mountainous region gave the plane a good shaking once in a while. Flying personnel would call it a bumpy ride.
What kind of personnel?
Flying.
Would call it what kind of a ride?
Bumpy. Flying personnel would call it a bumpy ride. One of the passengers, an enlisted man in a rear seat, seemed tense and nervous.
One of the what?
Passengers.
Where?
In a rear seat.
Seemed what?
Tense and nervous. One of the passengers, an enlisted man in a rear seat, seemed tense and nervous. He had been smiling, and his face had a normal color.
He had been what?
Smiling.
And his what?
Face.
had a what kind of color?
Normal. He had been smiling, and his face had a normal color. But now he looked very serious, and his face had turned white.
But now he looked how?
Very serious.
And his what?
Face.
Had turned what color?
White. But now, he looked very serious, and his face had turned white. His neighbor, a chaplain, on the other side, noticed him and was worried.
Is who?
Neighbor.
Was a what?
Chaplain.
On the other what?
Side.
Did what?
Noticed him.
And was what?
Worried. His neighbor, a chaplain, on the other side, noticed him and was worried. This chaplain, being a man of religion, thought it was his duty to calm his fellow traveler, the enlisted man.
This who?
Chaplain.
Being what?
A man of religion.
Thought it was his what?
Duty.
To what?
Calm.
Whom?
His fellow traveler.
The what?
Enlisted man.
Listen to the rest of the story now. In trying to calm his fellow traveler, the enlisted man, the following dialogue occurred. Let's listen to their conversation.
You're on your first flight, aren't you?
Right, and I'm very nervous.
I noticed that you seemed tense, and your color suddenly changed.
I'm wondering if the pilot really knows how to fly.
Well, now, my friend, relax. Please do relax. We are all in the hands of our Creator.
I know that, but I feel terribly frightened.
He will not call for you until it is your time to die.
I know all that, but...
Now, my boy, there is no such thing as but.
I know, sir. But what happens if it is time for this pilot to die and not mine?
Now you will hear the lines of the chaplain. Then you will hear a word or two of the lines of the enlisted man. To help you remember his words, finish the enlisted man's lines during the pauses. For example, you will hear...
You're on your first flight, aren't you?
Right.
You should say, right, and I'm very nervous. Listen and complete the enlisted man's lines. Do not repeat the lines of the chaplain. Repeat the correct responses when you hear them.
You're on your first flight, aren't you?
Right. Right, and I'm very nervous.
I noticed that you seemed tense and your color suddenly changed.
I'm wondering. I'm wondering if the pilot really knows how to fly.
Well, now, my friend, relax. Please do relax. We are all in the hands of our Creator.
I know that. I know that, but I feel terribly frightened.
He will not call for you until it is your time to die.
I know. I know all that, but...
Now, my boy, there is no such thing as but.
I know, sir, but... I know, sir, but what happens if it is time for the pilot to die and not mine?
This is the end of tape 2401B.